Hey, we're Alice.
Good.
We're not in Shaf Mishtar. How do you know Shtar Kedushin helps? The Dinu Umak has a shame, but it's Machnez Kesef, which cannot send her out, but yet it brings her in. Shtar Shemaiti, anything Shemachnez. The Shtar which sends her out shouldn't it certainly have the Koyach to bring her in. Again, it's a similar type of Kapha Koyma that we've been having until now.
You know, there haven't been
A lot of these types of Kapha Koyma. But as the Koyach do one thing, Kapha Koyma as it comes to the other thing.
Funny Kapha.
All these Kapha Koyma are a little bit funny. You have to understand. I don't know. When we learned the Sugya, we learned the Rashba on days spoke about the concept of the Gemara above a Batra. Flee of a Zub and Zubin is Beaning. If I force you to sell me something, it's Chal. So the Rashba there said a Svara that to force you to be coinless something is actually harder, right? That was a Svara. That's what you don't want. Because to make it into your rishus, when you don't want any rishus, that's the strongest part. What about over here? The Gemara here is mashma that going out is stronger. But as a koyach to go out, this is not somebody against someone's rotsin, there's no with rotsin. So with rotsin, to create the kinyan with rotsin, if it has a koyach to break it, it would be Kavach Choyim, it is the Koyach to create it. So that's good for the Gemara, you're saying. You're saying you hear this part of the Gemara. Okay, very good. When I'm
Shaf Mishtar, saying that you could try.
Yeah, it's still a lot of these. If you put all these.
How am I to try to put some logic to it?
Because
we never just say this.
Put a Svara to it. It's saying Svara, so. Again, I need to find where this is brought down, but I remember my Rebbe telling me that the chlal is a machlokes acharonim over here, whether these kavach choymim should be treated like regular kavach choymim, or whether there's like a different type of thing. I forgot, it might have been the Asmus. I have to double check. I told you the mice of the spoon and the soup, the fork and the soup. So, okay. When I jump start the dinner for dinner, Maka is Jemoit Machnes, start Jemoit and it's Machnes. Zog the Marine, Malik Kesef, I'll prove you can't bring a Raya. Why? Because Kesef has a stronger Koyach in general. She can point them by Hector Shemais Shani. So I'm a star, she can point them by Hector Shemais Shani. If I'm pointed, I can be pointed the Kedusha from the Hector and from the Meister Shani onto Kesef. I can't do that onto Star. So Kesef stronger. So just because it's Kesef's Machnes, you can't bring me a Raya. It's Shtar is Machnes. You see it as a Koyach to be Chala Kinyan, that Shtar doesn't. So, Chol is Machnes as a Koyach to be Chala Kinyan, that Shtar doesn't. So you can't bring me Rayas. So if Kesef works, Shtar works. Maybe this is also a type of Kinyan that Kesef can be Chala and Shtar can't. Just like Hekdesh. Yeah. Okay. Toys says a kasha. So what do you mean? So put that into the Kavach Choymer. Adarav, it makes it even stronger, Toys says. Kesef, which does not have a Kesef, which could be Poyda Hektish. And still it can't be Moitzi. So Shtar, which could be Moitzi. Kavach Choymer should be Machnes. Yeah, you can build it into the Kavach Choymer, Tzitzis says. You see that? Look at Taisus. Shechein poison. In time, call it a simba cover climber. Adrab, read it in. Uman kesef sha'af of yisha poison be hektish meister. Even though it has a koyak, to be poison hektish meister. And yet it's in a moitzi, and yet it can't be moitzi, but if you look at machnis, star, shall be shechein poison be hektish hektish. A star which can't be poison hektish, and yet it's moitzi. So you see, Adrab, a star works even more by kedushin than kesef does. Even though by other things, kesef is not stronger. It makes it even more stark, Tosis is saying. Even though Kesef is stronger by Hektish, Apapichen is his star beats Kesef by being Moitzi from Kedushin, so Kavachoyim, Star should work to be Machtis from Kedushin, if Kesef does. Yishleimer Tosis says, the Chumr HaKesuv of the Pasuk in Mahachnes with Kavachoyim. The Vadeh Chumr Shal Svara Nitin Vahosim with Kavachoyim. But HaKesuv, Yishlon Loimah Shih HaGoremes, Shihia HaGoremes Maila. What do you mean to answer? It's not the place that I was planning on doing with you. He's saying, when you have a svara, a logic, so you can build a kavachoymer. But when you have a din in the pasuk, the pasuk says, kesef can be poyed the hektish. So then, you don't put it into the kavachoymer, why? Because Yesh Lo Loimah Shehiya Gerem is Milo.
The Pasuk
tells you, that's what the Pasuk tells you, you wouldn't know it had your strength. The Pasuk suggests
that it's not.
Because it needs to say it.
Is that what it
means? Maybe. Maybe the Pasuk, maybe it's not as strong. Just the Pasuk. I don't know what this means.
Maybe the Pasuk says that he's going to hold it. But why shouldn't it be? Because we know it should be not
going to hold
it. Yeah. Out of way. So why shouldn't it happen? I would assume, of course, he's going to hold it. Right? That's the Pasuk has to go out of the way of helping, knowing that he can't hold it. Suggest maybe there's inherent weakness in it that I wouldn't otherwise know.
That's what you mean.
I don't know. Yeah. But I kind of trying to test the book. Don't we know how to go to shape anywhere?
Yeah, that's how you know anything. He out there grammar is Milo.
Maybe once you have a pasuk for one end, right? The
mafia was like saying,
he was naturally teaching to be cold down or close. Yeah. You can't make assumptions straight to maybe the fact that you know if you come to the gym, that could be COVID, right? Or embryo, whatever it might be.
Right.
So you naturally think, oh, I had to have it, I had to straight, I had to go out, I had to do this. Be COVID, why would I be lying? Why could be COVID? You think it's be COVID, I had to straight to do this, of course it's COVID. So maybe the fact that the part of the thing, you know, if you told that, shows you can't make assumptions that the strength of chemistry.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Enochanam, I have to think about it. Okay, I have to think about it. Maybe. Lean down there. Think about the terrace. I'll report back tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, I hope. Fine. Okay, good. So, but that's the Gemara. That, no right from Kesef, because Kesef is different because it could be poured in by Ekdish by Shashani. The Chesed, but not so the Kesef become like. Not so the Kesef become like. Not so the Kesef become like. So that's how you know that only Kesef could be poured by Shashani and Ekdish and not anything else. So how do you know star then? You can't learn it from Kesef. How do you know star? The answer is, I'm a krav yosef ha'isa. Makshavai litzia. She goes out and she comes in. Which means she has a gerushin and she gets remarried. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Yosef ha'isa li shacher. So there's a hekesh between the second kiddushin and the gerushin. Yot makshavai litzia. Ma'itzia b'shtar v'vayinami b'shtar. Just like the Yitzir is done with the Shtar, because there's the cost of law, safe increases, you had to get. And the Zayin Ami Shtar, the Kedush is done with the Shtar too. That's how we know it. But, so for the Gemara, the Akash not Yitzir Lavaya. So once you're learning out from get to Kedush, that a Shtar Kedush is good, why did you learn out also the opposite? Ma Havaya Bekesav, if Yitzir Bekesav, just like Kedushin, Kesav is good for Kedushin, Kesav should be good for Gerushin. So Marabaya can't be. Why? Yoimru, Kesav Magdes, Kesav Moitzi, Tanega Yasa Katego. The same thing can create the Kedushin and also break the Kedushin. Because the Sanega can become a Katego. You saw Pshanet, you saw. Okay? For some reason, to create Kedushin, to break Kedushin, that's called in the Sanega. The Sanega can't become a Kateger.
Isn't that concept just exist here?
No, we found the concept in a few places.
So
we found the concept by in Kateger, now the Sanega, by in the 7th Rosh Hashanah. By the Shreifer, you can't have gold on the Shreifer. We find that the Kohen Gadol can't go the Tanai, but the Tanim wearing gold. Because the Egel, because the Chet the Egel, the Kateger can't become a Sanega. Where is it? Also in the Chagigah. The God of which didn't?
That's more clear,
though. Right, that's what you asked me yesterday. Over there, you understand, it's more a concept of don't remind the...
Don't
you can't bring up the Avera
when you want him to, like, have like a memory.
Right, but over here, it's just a technical Kenyan. So what's the difference if it's the same Kenyan creating it and releasing it?
What's bad and what's good.
Right. I mean, not the rabbi. In some cases, maybe the gerushin is better than the kedushin.
Yeah. So what I answered to that?
Okay.
It's not talking about the person's individual situation.
It's the type of
thing. The
institution
of marriage and yeah. The gerushin. Obviously, something bad happened that led to this.
Yeah.
Hanky dory wouldn't
have. Yeah. Enochinami. Okay. So kiddush. Fine. So you can't say ketzup would be mighty. That's what the Bible says. I that's true. Yochi shtanami. Yoim shtar moitzi shtar machnis. Katega yas nega, so shtar we should say the same thing. Don't use the shtar to for a get and also for kedushin, because also you're making the katega into the sanega. So tomorrow, no, that's not a problem. Why? Neither the high shtar lechud, neither the high shtar lechud. Because the two totally different shtars. One says the rabbi kedushin, one says the rabbi kedushin. So they're not the same thing. Like we learned before, what's a shtar really? A shtar, the koyach of the shtar is the words in the shtar. So they're not the same words, they're totally different. Ah, so hochanami, I kas for the chud, I kas for the chud. If they're totally different, so the kesef is different too. Like Rashi says, when you give over the kesef, when you give over the shem kedushin, when you give over the shem gerushin, so it's not the same kesef. Terry says, yeah, but I kas for the, but the tivamiya chaduhu. But Kesef doesn't have the Ma'ilot that I just said a minute ago by Shtar. Yeah. Meaning that what? In a Chinami, Kesef is being used totally differently. But the same Kesef, like Tobi was Magdu the other day, I could switch, use the same exact coin for this and for this. It never changes. Shtar, it's two different things. The same Kesef. One Matbea. One tiva, we're saying because they're going to ask us a neger. So here, Tosfos has the Gevaltik Akasha from the Gemara before. The Gemara before, on Dalam Adbeis, says that we want to learn out Kesef Kedushin from an Ami Evriya. Why did you learn out from an Ami Evriya? An Ami Evriya, Zog the Gemara, Valoy Dinu. On the seventh line of the Gemara down on the days, or the eighth or ninth, whatever. Valoy dinu, around that first word in the line. Umam ivriya she'in a niklis would be a niklis v'kesef. Zuz she'niklis would be a niklis v'kesef. The Gemara wants to learn a kavachoyne. Umam ivriya If Avram Avinu is nikkel b'kesef, so too, for sure, the regular Gedushin is nikkel b'kesef. Now, how is the Gemara eventually, at the end, doiche that raya? Gemara says, right, a few lines later, first one in the line is Me'amo. Me'am Evriyo. There you see it? Me'am Evriyo. Ma'am Evriyo shekhen yoyitza b'kesef. Turn to Kedushin. Yoyitza b'kesef. You can't bring a right Ma'am Evriyo to a Kedushin. Why? Because maybe the only reason Ma'am Evriyo is nikneh b'kesef is because she goes out with kesef. But a regular Yisha that doesn't go out with kesef, maybe she's not nikneh b'kesef either. So what is that saying? That saying, if you go out with kesef, it's more of a reason for me to say that you're nikneh b'kesef. It's more of a reason. And that's why you can't learn from Amavri, it's a Kedushin. In Cain, how could our Gemara say, Eka Dega Nasa Sandega, it's less of a reason? It's sterile. It's an outright sterile. One end I'm saying is more mistaber. It makes more sense to say the one who goes out with Kesef is nikta with Kesef. And our Gemara is saying it makes less sense because the Sandega is becoming the Kategor. Which one is it? Which one's true? Right? That's the discussion. And for Tyson, the Gevaldik is Chilik. By Amivriya, it's not gonna make more sense. Why? It's by Amivriya. What did the others do? The others paid for her. 6 years of work, here's $600. Yeah? Now if the father wants to be paid her out before the 6 years, let's say 3 years have gone by, the father gives 300. So she goes with cash, if she goes out with cash. But that makes sense because that was the deal. I, the other, paid 600 for 6 years. You wanted to go out 3 years early, pay me back that 300. He paid her out. So when she was bought, the father received the money, and when he wants to bring her out, he has to give the money. So it's an exchange. Very logical. But the choice is, if Kesef would work for Gerushin the same way it works for Kedushin, what would be the pshat? Who's giving the Kesef? The Baal. The Baal gives the Kiddushin, Ki Yikach Yish Isha, and the Baal gives the Gerushin. Because of love and the Nasun V'yadah. So when the Gemara in the Havamin is saying maybe Kesef could be used for Gerushin, the Pshat would be, not that it's a buy and sell, like the Amivriya, not an exchange which makes sense from the Makta gave money, that the Koina gave money, and now if you want to be Koina her back, you have to give money back to him. Over here, if the same Baal who gave money to get the Kedushin is going to give money to get the Gerushin, that means it's not you're buying back. So what is it? It's just the din. That's the din. You want to create a Gerushin, you want to create a Kedushin, give money. You want to get a Gerushin, give money. To say that the same Kesef should be done that just as a din to be used to create the Kedushin and be used to get rid of the Kedushin, that's the Sanhedrin becoming a Kategor. Follow. I'm not getting paid back the money I put in. I'm paying again. So what is that? What is it? It's a din in the Torah. It's called in English a ritual. You give a get. Ritual is a bad word. You know what I mean? It's not like getting paid back the money I put in. I'm paying again. Why am I paying again? Because that's how you create a gerushin. So that means you're just saying that a kin in kesef in and of itself is something which creates a kedusha and creates a gerushin. That's called tzedneger, being made into a kategor. But Rav Mavriya is a totally different shot. Rav Mavriya is a totally different case. The one who paid in is now getting paid back. Okay, that's logical. That's not kategor, not tzedneger. It's any time. You go to the store, you want to return the items, you get your money back. At least in some countries. This country, I don't know. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll get a decoy. Other countries that I once heard about, you actually get money back.
How can it work?
No, they're just saying the logic of it's not a steering logic. The concept was it's a steering logic. Does it make more sense that if you go out with Kesef, you shoot than if you go out with Kesef, you come in with Kesef? Does it make less sense? The territory depends what you're talking about. If someone has Mavri, it makes more sense. If you're talking about Kedushin, it makes less
sense.
How could you what? It's more than that. Well, yeah. The Gemara is Taisra. So, in one place, the Gemara says that the Svara would be that it makes more sense.
She can go out with that.
Not just she should be able to, but it makes even more sense that she should. So much so that the Gemara is saying that's why you cannot move anything from Amavriyah to Kedushin. Because Amavriyah goes out with Kesef, Kedushin doesn't go out with Kesef. Because the Gemara is saying, for someone who goes out with Kesef, it's much more Mustafa that they should come in with Kesef.
And
our Gemara is saying, what do you mean? The same, the Sunegar should become the Kedushin. Which means, it doesn't make sense to use the same Kinyan Kesef for both.
Which way again? In our case,
which way? In our case, it's about Kedushin.
Right,
don't say that if she comes in with Kesef, she should also go out with Kesef, because it's Sunegar becoming a Kedushin.
Okay, but isn't it different though? Because I'm over here saying she can go out.
Yeah.
And she doesn't come in.
Yeah.
Okay. But that, so what direction is that? That's the...
Yeah, but either way,
that's the one.
Yeah, no, but either way, you're saying that it makes sense for them to go together. And here it's saying, no, it doesn't.
The question is, how can it be? How could it be possible that?
Yeah. That's a question, but I'm saying it even stronger than that.
I know you're saying that. So
I'm saying it even more stark than that. You're right. I mean, that's the question. That is the question.
You're saying it.
But I'm saying stronger. Taisus Kash is strong. Yeah, that's what I mean. Because Taisus Kash is more strong than that. Taisus says, meaning you're right. Taisus could have asked what you asked, but he's asking even more. You could have asked Tamazoy. Enka taking out the Negro, so how to explain to me I'm Ivriya. But Taisus says more than that. He says, Adarab, Griuso. Why is the Gemara on Amud Beis saying that it's a Milo? Adarab, it's a Chisorin. The Gemara on Amud Beis is saying it's a Milo. It's even better. Someone that goes out with Kesef should go in with Kesef. It makes even more sense, even more logic than to say they switch off. And our Gemara is saying, no. It makes less logic sense. It makes less sense to say that it switches. That's why it's even stronger. That's why his phrasing is even stronger than the way you phrase it. The way you phrase it is also a kasha. And Taisus Terry answers that kasha too. And a kinami. But I'm just saying, in his kasha, his phrasing is even stronger than it. Not just how to explain Amivriya. More than that, the Gemara uses Amivriya as it starts to say that we understand even better why she comes in with Kesef because she goes out with Kesef. We understand that even better. Don't think about it from Amar Vir to regular Isha by Kedushin because we understand even better that someone who goes out should come in. We understand it even better? According to Gemara Dabeim, it's Aleph. It's worse. Yeah, you hear? I'm just saying the strength of the Kesef. Mini? Yeah?
No.
Yeah, I'm just trying to explain to Taisus what meaning. You're right, Taisus could have asked it more basic level than what Yitzhi is asking. But Yitzhi is asking more. He's asking more. He's not just asking, you know, how to explain how to read it based on this. He's asking even more. What? No, I think it's the spirit and the spirit of the Gemara. In Svara, if I ask you in Svara, right, is it logical to say that someone that goes in with Kesef goes out with Kesef?
Svara?
So, on Dalad Mabez, as far as the Yeh, and Haman Alpha, so it'd be no.
Okay, Dalad Mabez is.
That's called the Steer.
That's the question. If she goes out, in the Khanami.
But why would that change? So,
yeah, why would that change? Do I Svara? But not Amharic.
Someone that learned this Gemara and learned this Gemara. No, I'm asking people this year. People this year learned these two. I'm going to do them already. And you would answer, it's a steering Gemara.
I would say logically, yes.
Logically, yes. Okay. Why?
because if you can buy something, you can sell something.
Oh, so one second. That's what Tyson basically say. The buy Ami Ria, that sounds past the working. If I could buy in, I could buy out. So, but by Kedushin, it's not a buy in and buy out. By Kedushin, it's the Baal making the Kenyan both times. So there, Tyson says, so what are you doing? He goes, using the Kenyan to create the Kedushin. Using the Kenyan to create the Kedushin. Ah, that's Panegra not the Kedushin. Tom, is it? Huh? Let's go. Okay, right. Okay, right. So that's that. Okay, so now, the first teretz in the Gemara is that you can't use kesef for gerushin because ain kategan as a neighbor. That's a bias teretz. Rava says, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, I'm a krah, state in Vosik, because of law. The ksiva miskereshes, the ain miskereshes for kesef. Okay? The aim of the ksiva miskereshes, the aim is kadeshes, the ksiva. So what's the Gemara saying? We have two things, something called the Yotzev Ha'isa and something called the cost of law. The Yotzev Ha'isa connects Kedushin to Gerushin, and the cost of law is a meal. So Gemara says like this, the Yotzev Ha'isa teaches me that just like Shtar works by Gerushin, so too Shtar works by Kedushin. The cost of law teaches me that get only works by Gavish and not by, I'm sorry, the cost of law teaches me, thank you, that only get, only Shtar works by Gavish and not Kesef. So for Rex Gemara, who told you to dash like that? You could dash in Paket also. Well, Mari Issa, what does Mari Issa mean? What does Mari Issa mean? Mari Issa basically means like this. Who told you to learn in that direction? Why didn't you learn the opposite? How would you learn the opposite? You'd say, no, I'm going to learn out the exact opposite din. The Yotz device is going to teach me that Kesef works for Gerushin too. Yotz device works for Gerushin, works for Gerushin. And the cost of law is going to teach me that Get only works for Gerushin, not for Kedushin. That's Marisa. So who told you to go that way? You're going that way. The Kalar Mustabra Kabi Gavishin, Mamad Gavishin, Kabi Gavishin, Mamad Kedushin. Meaning, if we're going to make a meat from the Pasuk of a cause of law, our meat's going to be in Hilchas Gavishin. You can use the get for Gavishin, not Kesach. We're not going to make a meat that's Nogaya Hilchas Kedushin. I can use the get for Gavishin, but not for Kedushin. A Shtar for Gavishin, not for Kedushin. That's Joshua we're not going to make. So we understood that because the law is teaching me a near to Nukas Gavishin, to understand that only Shtar works for Gavishin and not Kesef. And I use the other device to teach me that just like Shtar works for Gavishin, it also works for Kedushin. That's how we got to it. So that's the Gemara, who the Vyasek lead adopted the Lilai Krol the Drash Achrino. But according to Vyasek Lilai, who uses the cost of law for a different Drash. What's the different drasha that he uses it for? Who knows?
That's not it?
No, that's something else. I think it's for the Shema.
You said that yesterday. You knew it.
Let's see. Let's see.
No, I'm wrong.
No. But Jason Lili learns the cost of law that you can write it on anything. Not only on a cloth, but you can write it on other things also. That's the basic of Lili's din. So you use it to learn out the... Ain Christ no W Ruchaim Lov. You can write on anything except for a live behemoth or food. Basically, we learned it out from the drushes over here, but that's what he uses the cost of law for. And he can write it on something more than just a statement. Okay, fine. So according to Rabbi Yisrael, that already used it because of law. So how does he know? Right? So like the Gemara, she ain't a miskreshes with kesef minole. How does he know that she cannot be miskreshes with kesef? Right? He doesn't have a cause of law to learn out that she's not miskreshes with kesef. He's using it to learn out that the types of things you're allowed to write to get on. So how does he know it? I'm across safer creases, safer course of Indovraka course. So only a safer could be carcer and not something else. Not kesef. Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, who learn out that you cannot use kesef for gerushin because of the drasha of a cause of law. Hi, creases my office. What do they do with the word creases? The barle, the davar akare, is benoy lebeno. The Netanya, raise a gita, amanash lo tishti yayin, amanash lo telch lebeis avich lo oilom, ain't that creases? Why is it ain't that creases? Dr. Ashi. Shekol yameh hi negedus boy. The kain tnai zeh machmosoy. A creases has to be that she's totally cut off from him, and if he builds the tnai into the get, that for her whole life she's shaykh, she has to be makayim this tonight, she can never drink wine, never go to Beis Vadiyah, then he did not cut her off. She's still meshuvah to him, and that's not called a good get. That's what they're about to learn from the word creases. The Brighton says, Biter, Koshloshim Yayim, if he only makes it tonight with her for 30 days, there is a creases because when the 30 days are up, it's a limited period of time. It's a limited period of time. So she, so that's enough that it's still called creases. It's like any Tanai, you're allowed to make a Tanai, so that's what Tanai made. But he didn't, he's not keeping her by him for that, La'olam. So that's called creases. Okay, fine. Fine, so again, so Rabbanan used creases to teach me Dabar HaKadosh and other Menah. So Korat Abiyah completely used creases to teach me Sefer Korsa, then Dabar Akra Korsa. Where does he know the din of Dabar HaKadosh B'nol HaBeinah? He learns it in the Kadosh creases can offer, he learns it from the double Lashon. The Torah could have said Sefer Kadosh, instead it says creases. So it's teaching me two things. According to Abiyah Zag Lili, A, it's teaching me Sefer Korsa, the end of Akra Korsa, and B, it's teaching me Dabar HaKadosh B'nol HaBeinah. But Rabbanan Korsa, this is the Mashbulu, the Rabbanan don't dash in two things up in creases, only one thing, and that's it. So now, I just want to look at this one Taisus here, which I didn't really tell you to prepare, but I wanted to speak it out. Taisus the Ramatza Amanah. Before we do the part about the learning out one from two and two from one, we'll leave that for now. Taisus says, I'm a national telch in the base of Vich, the Oilam ends again. Pirish b'kuntri shakod yamen negedis l'kayim t'nai zeh mechmasri. It's not a get, because her whole life she's ogut gabei, she's ogutin, to fulfill the t'nai. V'im toy mar, amay lo amar, the have a get. Still it should be a get, Taisus says. Why? Sherei im meis avio yichoy lo hi likonis l'bayis. B'shuv ain't a negedis boy. He told her, Amanas, that you don't go l'beis avicha l'oilom. Taisus says, Rashi says, l'oilom is forever. Taisus says, not forever. Why? Because if the father dies, then she's allowed to go. Why? D'la'achem mitzavir l'choshev beis avir. A Kiddush, after the father dies, that's not called beis avir. Meaning, beis avir doesn't mean the four walls of the house. It means the house the father is living in. How does Taisus know this? K'daminam ben edorin, koinim l'beitzcha she'enim michnos, a person who makes a nether, he's not going into this guy's house. Meis, if the guy dies, or mocher, or sells the house, it's mutter to go in. So what do you see from there? A raya. The bias doesn't mean the four were the physical bias.
What's happening?
It's happening is the physical bias. It's a vichel.
You mean my father jumped in my house and she comes to the tonight?
No, she said she can't go to father's house.
Right.
Okay. So what if her father, what if the father dies and then...
I'm not asking you about that.
I'm asking, what if the father dies and Yorsha moves in and the son moves in and she goes out?
Not so bad. That's not what I'm asking you.
No, it's the answer to the question. Did you go now?
Apparently not.
No, the Hatmi would be not. Why? Because the four walls. That's what I mean by the four walls. That is the house. That's the house you're not allowed to go into. The Chiddush of Tosfos says, no, that's not true. The Chiddush of Tosfos says, no, that's not true.
But then why are we saying,
Let's say he died. Now it's the estate. It's the family estate now. The father died. Can she go in? Forget Mechira. You're right. Mechira is less. Mechira by Neder is also true. That's what Taisa says. But by our case, it doesn't say Mechira. He says die. So I'm just saying, like this. When you read Rashi, Rashi says, once she says, sir, you cannot go to Beit Abich alone. He's keeping her tied to him forever, the rest of her life. So it's not true, because if the father dies, yeah, just like by a neder, the person said he's not getting a neder, he's never going into Reuben's house. If Reuben dies, he's now allowed to go into the house. So it's over here, if the father dies, she can go in the house, so maybe the father will die, and therefore it's not lo'olam, and therefore it should be a good guest.
He's still lo'olam.
Why?
He's saying lo'olam. If there's a loophole, the problem is...
One second,
it's affecting the relationship. If she can go like this, it's still affecting the relationship.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to get to. Hold on. You're saying it's eretz already, but this is a cash
problem.
Hold on. This is why I wanted to say this also. Well, it might be a problem. One second. But let's first understand the asking. That's a kasha. That just like if I said 30 days, it's not a problem. So if I said to basically oil them, it's also not a problem because it's not necessarily oil them. The father dies, he can go in. Once the father dies, it's not called Beis Avicho. So Tosfos, to answer this kasha, says the Gevaldik or Gevaldik or Chiddush. Yishloimar, the Beis Avicho Kuyim Kol Yoytzei Chalotzim Shal Avicho. No, it's still called based on the after he dies. Avagab Shemes. Kedivsev Gabi Tomar, Shvi Amana Beis Avich. Avagab Shemes Avich, Kedim Lucha Chachroi.
So it's not the house, it's the family.
Right, so even if the father dies, and now it's like the family estate, let's say, that's still called Beis Avich.
It's not the house.
It's
not saying the house. He said his siblings are considered
I mean, it's their house. I mean, even if it's a different house. It's a different house. Could be. What? Yeah. No. What I said about the four walls, which is what is Tosfos trying to prove from the Dorim? Tosfos trying to prove from the Dorim is. Yeah. No, that's not. No, but it's not because. Rashi says the Sapka or Olam would go into the Beis Avich. Right? Going to the Beis Avich. Yeah? The Taisa says, you see that when the person dies, it's not called Beis Avich. It's not called Beis Avich anymore.
What? It's not called Beis Avich. What was yesterday?
The house, not going to be the anymore.
The house was the father that was supposed to have the right.
Yeah, right. And the Chinami, I know, that's what I'm saying. But I meant for the four walls. You see from the garden that once he dies or sells it, it's over. It's finished. Okay? How much you. Okay, look, now.
The next part is
so that's the choice to say it's not loyal. So it's not loyal. When the father dies, yes, but if he dies, yes, if he dies,
okay,
if he dies, no, Mechir is just the raya that such a thing is true. Part of the raya by the Dorim, it's true by Mechir also. By the Dorim, it's true by Mechir also. The Beit Habib, maybe not.
Beit Habib should be the place of residence.
But that's
the
okay, but at least if the father's mace, but at least
and
he's not resident anymore. He's not Beit Adilah, she can go in. And for Toys, no, Beit Adilah goes in
the
Yarshim also. Oh, so now one place is dead. Beit Adilah goes in the Yarshim also. That's what you guys are saying. That at that point, it doesn't matter. The yard should move into that house and leave a different house. It's still called Beit Habib.
That's fine. Oh, it only falls on the yard.
Where does the yard take about to live? The house of the yard take about
to live. That before also?
No, the father was
alive before. The father.
Oh, the father was alive before.
No, this is saying that even when he's alive, you
have to. Ah,
he's alive. I can't hang up by her brothers.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't know.
That's the dog. Well, they get married and they each run into a different place.
That's what you say.
There's lots of houses.
Why change after he dies?
Lots of places.
No, because they haven't died, so then they become...
The base of your group policy
will become... Become. Yeah, but you can hear
that... That's what Gavshim is. It's given to today.
No, but you can hear that doesn't mean...
No.
I have a Gav Shem made for the Yarshim to take over the Shem Beit Habib. But in his lifetime, he's the Beit Habib. Yeah,
I have a Gav Shem made because it's always been.
I don't have to make it
just easy. You have
to understand
that the whole case is a hard
case. No.
It's like
that.
Why do cases think that the rational case is?
No, the case is saying it's a mega finish. That's called the Yosef Halot. Rashi is not to be that finish. The Yosef Halot is called Beit Habib. Rashi
is a finish. Maybe Tosis is asking Rashi.
He
does for Rashi. It sounds like four rules. Rashi doesn't say that.
No. He's saying, if he talks for Rashi, once the father dies, she can go in. So it's not going on.
Right.
On that, he's answering,
no,
not true. Right. Not true. Rashi does. Her whole life, she's stuck. I mean, it's not Rashi, it's really the Gemara itself, but by Ein Zekrit, Ein Zekrit. You hear me saying in the bigger cases, I don't know what he's saying is true or not.
That's right.
So the four walls, I was just saying why he needs to come on his dorm. When his dorm shows us that it's not a bar in the bite. But once he has that for the Gemara Nedarim, that's what he's asking. It goes. Maybe.
It brings in a different Lashon.
No, maybe in our case it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't matter if he sold it. The Dharma matters if he sells it because he's the whole part of the Dharma is saying, I won't walk through the ground. Maybe it'll be a different.
By Nether, if you go by different houses, you go to the mountains.
If you sell the house, then you go in.
So what if you buy the new house? And you sell stuff to whatever house you own, you can't go in?
What? Meaning, there's going to be a machadish between the buy. If I say the buy is Shel Reuven, once the man's gone, the buy is in Mutter. That's what we see in the Dorah. Beit Habib is not that way, because Beit Habib always includes The guy said halacha. No. No, that's fine, but after he dies, it should be Muslim.
No, I know, but I'm saying the idea that, I hear that, and to me, I don't think it's a lot of money in the dark. So it's really tricky. So what's the concept of it? Right? It's also been said when he died, because of the and the heritage, don't really speak to the family. What's with the Dharim? The Dharim shows, this is a whole different idea. The Dharim could last.
That's what I was saying before, that the Dharim is just the Raya that once he dies, this is the house he left behind is Muslim. Once he dies, the house he left behind is Muslim. That's what the Dharma says. So it's over here, you would have thought the same thing. Without the Dharim, maybe you'd say, and if not, based on Yichon means, wherever he lived in his lifetime, now even after he dies, you can't go in there. You would have thought. He could have thought. That's the bias of his thought. Without the Dharam, that's what he would have thought.
Right.
And that's what I was saying before, that the Dharam is coming up okay from that. That happened, you know. He even told you that without the Dharam, that's what he could have thought. I don't know, based on his thought. This is the father's bias. This is where he lives. You know, now he's dead. Yeah, you're right. There's two different places. What about the Shabbos? Given the Dharma, that's not true. It's not true. Once you leave, it's over. It's finished. So you're right. So now it doesn't matter the four walls. Wherever the father lives in his lifetime, and economics, the father, that, like you guys are saying, before, he moves, whatever. Once he dies, it should be over. And the Tzitzis is no, the Yarshim. So that's why I said, but the Yarshim. So you're right. I it doesn't have to mean person. Yarshim moves into the estate. Yarshim moves into whoever they're living. Maybe you're right about that. Maybe you want to say the bigger Kiddush. Even the father's life, it goes to the Yarshim where they're living. That I'm not sure about. But a kapara, I'm not supposed to say
the person. Why cover Rashi? What else is Rashi supposed
to say? Rashi says, oh, yeah, now.
But that's supposed to be Gemara.
Yeah. That's the suggestion. He's defending Rashi. Rashi is explaining to the Gemara, the Gemara will mean forever.
What else did I mean? What's the whole point? This is not a piece of...
Now, one second. What else
did he mean forever? That's 30 days worth, or a year.
So what do you see from the Gemara more? What is it from Rashi more from the Gemara itself? So the truth is, what you guys wanted to say before, like this. When I read Tosis Kasha, I thought right away, like you're a terrorist. What Tosis bothered by? Why is Tosis having to say it goes to the Yarshim or anything like that? It's Parsha. The Chiluk in 30 days and La'ilam is 30 days and 30 days. And La'ilam is La'ilam. Could it be the father will die and she'll go in? It could be. But that's something which is outside of the Tanai that I'm making. So it's still called La'ilam. Why didn't Tosis just answer that? So, why can't they just answer that? So now it could be that, so one second, answer your question, what they saw in Rashi, more than the Gemara, might be that might be the answer, because
for
the Gemara itself, it doesn't have to be that it's
Hamas for that. The house according of her brothers.
According to our Teretz, now,
it
doesn't have to be forever. Right.
It's not a fixed time. You don't know when it's going to happen.
So the truth is like this. One second. Toys Yishonim and Erevin says this there. Toys Yishonim and Erevin, first of all, in the days, says, the Shema, Toys has the same cash over there, and he says, Shema, feel all the ain't the Christ. Keeping the Bashas, Gerishin, ain't the Yodaya, Shigom, and Savia, Koidem. At the time of Gerishin, we don't know the father is going to die first. So for all practical purposes, I could have locked her in forever. If the father will die first, he'll die first. But we don't know that right now. So that's enough to call it Krisus. 30 days is not Krisus. I'm sorry, that's enough to say that there's a problem of Krisus. 30 days is Krisus. This is not Krisus. Because I don't know if the father's going to die before she dies.
The problem is
not anything. So that's what Shonim seems to say, similar to what we're saying. Yeah, if the father will die, then she should be released from it. But we don't know that that's going to happen. We don't know that that's going to happen. And maybe that's already enough. Well, one second. I'm not talking about tomorrow now. Well, one second. Let me just finish this and then we'll come back to this. Yeah? That's the choice of dancers in Ayrton. Yeah, you understand? That's what we wanted to answer before. But there's a problem, and I saw this kasha brought down. I think it's a Sharmelik kasha. The Gemara in Gittin, which brings this case, also brings another case. If he says, "Areza gitech amenas sheloy tishti yayin, kol yemei chayei ployni," you will not drink wine the entire time of Reuven's life. That's called a good krisus. Why? Because maybe Reuven will die first. So here the Gemara says Mufurish, that even if I say, you know, for the rest of someone's life, if the Absharis exists, that if he dies first, you'll be released from the Tanai, that's called a good krisus. So our Tzaretz Kasha, because Yishonim Tzaretz Kasha doesn't fit with that Gemara. We're trying to answer the Tzaretz of Yishonim and Erevin is trying to answer, no, this is not called forever. It'll be forever if the father lives, but if the father dies, it won't be forever. So maybe that's already called good enough. The other way around. We want to answer, sorry, Kasha, that it's still called forever. Other. Listen carefully. Yeah, Tzaitz has a kasha that even if it's at the Olam, it's not forever. Because his father dies first, she can go in. And therefore we should say that it gets good. We want to answer, no, it's still called forever. We don't know that he's going to die first. Maybe he'll die first, but the Tanai I said is the Tanai forever. If he dies first, it will release the Tanai, but we don't know that that's going to happen. And therefore it's not a good get. That's what we wanted to answer, and that's what Tzaitz Yishonim in Erevin says. The problem is, the Gemara isn't as the case, that if he says you won't drink wine the whole time of Reuven's life, since Reuven might die first, that is a good guess. That is called preaching. So it's a kasha on our territory. So maybe that's why Tzaitz couldn't say our territory, can't say a different territory. That it has to be mamish, literally, that she can never be released ever. And then that's why it's not a good guess. And that's why it's come on to the Yosef Halotim.
Yeah, but maybe the difference there, here the Lord comes down, he said, I'm not going to go to the drawing, period, or I'm not going to go back to the drawing.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't bring that case. You're right, the Gemara doesn't bring that case.
So maybe over there, since it's, even though the time period is not definite, she has a sense of control somewhere, only for one, right?
Yeah, but here also, she has to go to the father.
Like out alive, it says, as long as you don't drink wine.
Right, that's right.
Maybe if only father's out, I don't know, maybe it's a little different somehow.
I mean,
it's not drink wine.
It's something which you could fulfill, I mean.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
It wouldn't apply over here. I mean, you have to say something for the spouse of Yishonim. Why it's not
right.
Well, why that's
what
it's different.
The problem is that what's the problem with the problem? If the time limit is not definite, then because naturally when a woman goes to divorce, she has to come back to be a
person,
right? Naturally. We have to talk. So here, when he said he came back to go on the town, he's saying,
yeah, unless it goes to Tanai, it's not going down. Yeah, but we're not, yeah. But if she said 30 days, you mean it's a different reason. It's not because of the time, it's because of the. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not. What do you want to say on the four walls?
By Tamar.
Yeah.
But it said Beis Avid, and he was dead.
Beis Avid, he was dead. He meant go to.
He said the brothers, anything like that. Where's?
No, you're the Chalotz of Shalavi, as I said.
You don't know
your
brothers. Maybe she actually went back
to that. What if
she actually living there?
Right, okay, go. So that's the way I set it up. But you guys said, and let's say the Yarshan lives somewhere else.
There's no brother.
So the brother could be true or not?
I don't know.
Oh, so you guys said, oh, yeah.
I would say, why not? Yes, okay. Now, I don't know.
That. No, but